Highland County students will not be returning to school next week wearing masks, or not wearing masks, for that matter, in an unexpected and bizarre twist to the story of whether Highland County schools will follow the governor's health emergency mandated order for visitors, staff, and students pre-K through 12 to wear masks in school. The Highland County School Board voted Tuesday evening to postpone the start of schools until at least Friday, October 1st. This was the third meeting of the board to address this issue. On the afternoon of August 12th, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam issued the health order mandating masks. In a meeting that evening, the board voted 2-1 to defy that order, rejecting the administration's proposed mitigation plan which followed the mandate, as well as the proposed equitable access for all students policy. The board then held a closed session for legal consultation on Tuesday, August 24th, following a presentation from Dr. Laura Cornegie, Health Director of the Virginia Department of Health's Central Shenandoah District. Tuesday evening's meeting was moved to the gymnasium from the cafeteria due to expected attendance. Once public comment opened, 21 speakers addressed the board, 17 in person and 4 via virtual connection. The majority of the speakers opposed the mask mandate, citing their beliefs on the ineffectiveness of masks, detrimental effects on students and learning, and parental choice considerations. Some also questioned the legality of the August 24th meeting. Unlike the initial meeting, however, a number of speakers did advocate for the mask mandate, including educators who spoke both individually and via a statement from the Highland County Educators Association. These speakers cited safety concerns not only for students and staff, but for the entire community, as well as questioning the example being set for children by the board flouting authority and law. Speakers' comments were time-bound, with the gym buzzer sounding at the end of their time period, although several speakers continued after the signal. After an hour, the public comment period was closed. During board commentary, Sherry Sullenberger opened her remarks saying this would, quote, likely upset the apple cart, but she wanted to look at when schools should actually open. She said data showed that a spike of cases was imminent, which would last into October. She said while the law stipulated all schools would be held in person and follow CDC guidelines, it did not stipulate when schools had to start. She said she was not comfortable sending students back at this time with or without masks. Board Chair Kenny Hodges then made a motion to once again reject the mitigation plan requiring masks, which died for a lack of second. Board Member Joe Neal then made a motion to accept the plan as presented, which also died for a lack of second. Ms. Sullenberger then made a motion to postpone the start of school until at least October 1st. Mr. Hodges asked if she would amend the motion to stipulate that if it was safe to return at that time, it would be without wearing masks, which she declined to do. Mr. Hodges then seconded her motion, and it passed 2-1 with Mr. Neal dissenting. The board also once again rejected the equitable access plan 2-1 with Mr. Neal again dissenting. Before adjourning, Ms. Sullenberger suggested a number of items to be examined in the continuing discussion of safety and mitigation, and said she would like to see a committee of staff, students, administration, and community members be formed to study these. The board has their regularly scheduled September meeting next week, and it was noted these concerns were not likely to be resolved by that time. For clarification purposes, the question was asked if, lacking a resolution between now and October 1st, would children return under the mask mandate, given that the motion did not reject the mandate. Mr. Hodges indicated another meeting could be called between now and then if necessary. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.